Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature the great songs of the Supremes during this entire hour. While the members of the Supremes, Diana Ross, Florence Ballard, and Mary Wilson, first came together in a quartet called the Primettes that had been recruited by singer Paul Williams as a sister act to his locally popular Detroit group, the Primes, and they were also later known as the Temptations. You might have heard about them. Well, after persistently showing up at Motown's Hitsville headquarters after school to learn about the Motown sound, the Supremes were signed to the label in January 1961. The group was slow to find its footing, believe it or not, and during several years of flop singles before finally checking in with that song we heard at the beginning of this show called When the Love Light Starts Shining Through His Eyes. They were called the No-Hit Supremes early on during this period, but they found their stride and they hit it big. Let's continue now with the Supremes, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I need love, love, to ease my mind. I need to find, someone to call mine. But mama said, you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take.
Camp Songs. This is Hotel Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, that was Love Is Here and Now You're Gone, number one from 1967. And before that, You Keep Me Hanging On, number one from 1966. And we started with another song from 66 that reached number one, You Can't Hurry Love. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature the great songs of the Supremes during this entire hour. Well, the Supremes came to epitomize the Motown sound. Well, they earned a place in music history as singers and showgirls whose popularity in the 1960s was second only to the Beatles. They also successfully made the transition from those grueling one-nighters of Motown bus caravans to the upscale world of nightclubs like the Copacabana, where the group performed a much ballyhooed engagement in the summer of 1965. Well, by 1967, the group had officially amended its name to Diana Ross and the Supremes, an acknowledgement of the lead singer Ross's rising star. Let's continue now with yet another number one song, The Happening, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Hey, life, look at me. I can see the real we on my mind. Time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. These tears that I'm crying reflects the hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy time when you were mine. As I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday and all the lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Searching for that special one.
Well, that was In and Out of Love, that reached number 9 from 1967. And before that was Reflections, number 2 from 1967. And that was the first song to have Diana Ross in front of the Supremes as the title of the group. And we started off with a number 1 from 1967, The Happening. Well, The Happening established two firsts in a series of lasts for the Supremes. It was the first single to feature a fourth writing credit following the names of Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland. It was also the first Supreme single to be the title tune of a motion picture. It was the last single to feature the name The Supremes. It was also the last of 10 number one singles written and produced by Holland, Dozier, and Holland. And it was the last number one single that Florence Ballard recorded. Well, the extra writing credit for that song belonged to Frank Duvall, composer of the soundtrack music for The Happening. Let's continue now with another number one, Love Child, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Please.
Well, that was the last number one song that the Supremes ever had, their 12th number one song, Someday We'll Be Together, number one from 1969. And we started off with the 11th number one they had, Love Child, and that was from 1968. You've been listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and this entire hour has been dedicated to the great music of the Supremes, from 1964 to 1969. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, comments, or requests for Motown Memories and Tom Fallon, please email me. My email address is motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's motownmemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.motownmemories.com. That's www.motownmemories.com. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.